Yeah.
I want to get really, really, really serious for a minute. I was just going through my notebooks. As you can see, I bought 3 notebooks here with me, and I just started a fourth. But I'm going through, figuring out what I want to read. And this is a poem that I wrote a couple years ago that I hoped I would never have to read after the first time that I read it, and I keep having to reread it every so often. And yeah, I hope it's a poem that someday I'll never have to read again. It's called Airstrike. And so the dying begins again. The dying is always red, the rocket's red glare, the orange red of a muzzle flash, the red of a laser sight, the red of anger, and always the red of blood. Civilian or soldier, ally or enemy, the blood is always red. Clubs or stones or swords or rifles or cruise missiles, the blood is always red. One human being holds a lot of red. You could paint yourself completely with your enemy's blood after you kill him and have plenty left over. Even in the children, there is enough. The children die just like their parents. They do not understand the words, smart munitions, surgical strike, collateral damage. It is easy to hide behind words. Words are not red. The green and white night vision film of the bombing is not red. The green and blue uniforms of generals and admirals are not red. Only the dying is red.